This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another raw vlog. Now, I know I always say this when I do these raw vlogs, but it's been a while. But that's the whole thing here, that I get to just do these whenever I want, and they don't have to be all fancy or anything like that, and I get to discuss a topic that may be on my mind. So the topic that I want to speak to you about today is actually trust. But not any trust, trust that is specific to our conversations and what we tell people or what we share with people. Now, according to our Islamic morals, our Islamic etiquette, actually dictates that we have trust between one another, especially when it comes to with what we share. So when we tell someone something or we share something with someone, there's automatically this trust that is established between us and them. As the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith mentioned Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi, he said that when someone tells you something and then they go away or they leave, فَهِيَ أَمَانَةً, then this is a trust, meaning this is a trust that has been established between you and them, meaning it is not for you. It is not your right to share this information with someone else. And that is the default state. So if someone doesn't specifically say, hey, what I just told you, you can share that with others, then the default state is that it should not be shared. And notice how, subhanAllah, that may be different than what we are actually used to. What we may be used to is the opposite of that. And that is that unless someone specifically says, look, I told you this, but don't share it with other people, that we take it that it is okay to share this information with other people. When, as I said, Islamically, it's the other way around. The default is that if someone doesn't specifically say, hey, share this with others, or I allow you to share this with others, then it becomes, goes back to its default, and that is that this information should not be shared with others. And obviously there's exceptions to that, right? So if there's this type of information that would cause harm or would harm someone or is bad for someone, then in that case, if we have to share, we have to share. But we're talking about the default state here. And obviously this goes into the topic of gossip and talking about others and how gossip has become the norm. It's, you know, the norm is that we tell people what we heard from others. And obviously with social media, we're so used to sharing anything and everything, you're sharing everything with everyone, that obviously that affects our relationships as well. It affects our quote-unquote real life, where even in real life, if we hear something, we want to share with others, and we may tell other people as well. And you know, sometimes people think that unless the information is bad, then it can be shared. So some people may think that, look, if it's bad information or something bad that you were told, then if you were to tell other people, it would be backbiting. So if it's not bad information, then it's okay to share it. Well, the reality is, when it comes to, once again, our Islamic etiquette, the Islamic etiquette is that regardless of it being good or bad, just the fact that this person shared it with you means it stays with you. And this is actually the trust, what is called the trust of the gathering. Meaning when something is even mentioned in a gathering, let's say someone didn't even tell you, but you're sitting in a gathering where something was said, and you happen to hear it or you happen to be sitting in that gathering, then it should not be shared outside. And that is a trust that is supposed to be there between us as Muslims. And obviously as Muslims, we're supposed to be examples for other people as well. So this affects, you know, our workplace. It affects, you know, other social gatherings that we may be in as well. You know, sometimes, subhanAllah, people get surprised when they're like, hey, you didn't tell me that so-and-so was doing this, or you didn't tell me that this was happening with that person. Well, once again, they're surprised because they don't understand the Islamic etiquette of keeping things to yourself unless specifically told otherwise. So this is a topic that I really feel like we need to take a step back and look at ourselves and look at our relationships and what people share with us and how we treat that information. Is this something that we treat as an amana? Is it something that we treat as a trust? Or we just consider information to be very cheap, not important, something that we can just tell and share and say to whoever we want. Anyhow, I wanted to quickly mention that obviously there's a lot more that can be said on this topic as well, but I think that'll suffice for right now. Also, in the comments, let me know how you feel about this topic and how you feel about this etiquette that we're supposed to have, and maybe what your experiences have been with other people as well when it comes to either hearing things from other people or sitting in a gathering and hearing something, or when maybe you have shared something with someone else as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Until next time, inshallah ta'ala, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.